final hour. It is 103 on a Thursday. Zach and Phil going to come in, take over at 2. They'll get you home tonight. And then we got some buckets, some college buckets for you a bit later here on the station. We're having some fun with the Olympics. I got a few texts, by the way. Our guy Cello works here.
Yeah, shout out.
Shout out Cello. He's my guy. He's our guy. He says, dude, if badminton and table tennis are in the Olympics, 3-on-3 hoops has a place.
No, absolutely not. Dude, I used to crush it in badminton in middle school. Paul Breaux Middle School, I used to crush
really?
Badminton. Oh, gosh. I dominated badminton. Love badminton. That was a lot of fun. You're talking about ping pong? Dude, come on.
I'm with that.
Right,
too.
But love ping pong. Ping pong's unbelievable. Those guys are whack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, way to throw it up there and let it drop down. Hi-yah!
Yeah.
And then put the spin on it and stuff. Mm-hmm. Love watching ping pong. No, absolutely not. Those are actually real sports. You know, it's like
basketball is the realest of all sports.
5-on-5 is.
Okay.
Now you're trying to dumb it down and tell me to watch it. No, I'm good. Sorry, Cello.
All right.
Take that out.
Thanks for listening, Cello. We appreciate you. All right, let's answer this question. 59.5 wins for the Colorado Rockies. That's what Vegas is looking like, is looking at for these Colorado Rockies. And, of course, that would mean Stoke. They would go consecutive seasons losing 100 games in which they had never done that before a year ago. Do you think they get to 60? Stoke, 60 is the number that baseball teams get to by just showing up.
Yeah. How many did they get last year? Do we know what they got last year? I know they lost 100 because Zach and I did go with the unders and we won. So we won last year.
59 wins.
Wow. And it was awful last year.
Mm-hmm.
I got to think they're going to be a little bit better, Josh.
I think so. They're starting the season without Marquez, 60-day IL. Sensatella, 60-day IL.
Who are our pitchers besides Freeland? Like, who do we have? Do we have anyone? What's Daniel Barr doing? Is he still around?
He's around, yeah.
I thought he got hurt.
I think he is hurt as well.
Okay. Who do we have?
Well, you got Tyler Kinley. How can you forget Tyler Kinley?
Yeah, okay.
Austin Gomber's still around.
Oh, we still got Gomber. Do we have Estevez in the pen? Is he coming out of the pen or no?
I don't
see our closer.
See his what's
his
name on
no?
here? No, Justin Lawrence will help with some of that middle relief closing kind of stuff.
You said Trevor Lawrence?
Justin.
Oh, I thought we were
good hair though.
I thought
like
you traded for Trevor Lawrence.
How about Jake Bird?
Okay,
you love Jake Bird, yeah, right? Bird's
Bird
the word.
Man.
That's kind of it for me. Peter Lambert is a young guy that they had some hopes for.
Peter. Okay, look, I was about to say over until you started.
Giving you the roster.
Yeah, now you're... man. Golly. I mean, they were awful last year. Are they going to be that bad again?
They did, and this was something Will Peterson wrote about at DenverSports.com, but just sharing some of the stuff that ESPN, the national media, wrote about the Rockies. And what they said was, it was the worst offense in baseball a year ago, and they did absolutely nothing in the offseason to improve that.
Well, Chris Bryant's going to be healthy for 162 this
That's
year.
That's right.
They didn't take that into consideration.
And Chris Bryant just got hurt.
thanks, Josh. I think over, man. I think over. I don't know. I don't know why I'm saying over. That's a low number. That's why.
It is. Like I said,
you just roll out of bed and it's just like you're going to get to 60, right? At least 60 this year. Well, they didn't get there last year. I don't know, man. I don't know.
How much would it keep you engaged choosing the over?
Not much more.
No.
No. Because look, I'm going to follow it.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to watch it, but I'll follow how they're doing. But I got to pick one side here. I usually like doing on home teams. I usually like doing the over. Sometimes I'll do the under. But in this situation, I think right now at 59.5, I would do the over. Like if it's 60, I think last year was like 62, 64.
I think 63 because I read over last year and it was 63.5 and then obviously lost.
Right. So this year, I mean, gosh, it's dropped so much. I think I would do over this year. How about you?
I think I'm with you. Just because it is 59.5, and it's literally the saying in baseball is everybody gets 60, everybody loses 60, and then what's left is what you do in between the next 60 determines whether or not you're a playoff team or not.
Yeah.
I mean, you call yourself a professional baseball unit. You can't win 60 games. We have some real, real big problems, and especially if it comes in consecutive seasons. Another very important question for you, and it involves Drew and Kevin. I went through the entire Rockies schedule last night. There are 11, I think, home games that start at 1:10. 11.
Okay.
So us as a group, we go to what, 8, 9 of those? Leave here, go to the ballpark, hang out, be bros, eat nachos, high five.
Do we leave work early?
Well, no. Well, I mean.
Oh, do we have to? Oh, so you're saying after work?
Yeah. I'm up for that if you can pull your strings.
Is the stadium still downtown?
Last I checked.
Do I still live in Castle Rock?
You do.
Okay, there's my answer.
I'll drive you.
Huh?
I'll drive you.
Oh, well, you got to drive me back.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Right. So.
Well, Drew lives down here.
Yeah, maybe so.
You guys can carpool. Drew, what do you think?
I'll still be working. You guys forget, I got to work till 6.
Yeah, he works. He doesn't get off when we get off.
So I'd be the one leaving work early.
You could pull that off.
I think I probably
could. No one would miss you, Drew.
Yeah. Yes, they really wouldn't. No, yeah. You're not wrong.
Kisner?
I haven't been to Coors Field since the Home Run Derby, so I'm boycotting.
Dang. Oh, you're boycotting.
Yeah.
You've officially been one of those.
I've been boycotting since the Home Run Derby.
You're killing Dick Mumford. Yeah. He's not able to make his mortgage. But do you love going to the ballpark?
Not anymore. I want to see a good product.
Well, yeah, we would. It'd be us hanging out in sunshine. That's the product.
Oh, okay.
So if we said, all right, Kisner, we're going to the ballpark today. We're going to go and it's a beautiful day and we're going to head down there and go to the ballpark and watch a game. Are you going to say no?
I don't know. It depends.
You're driving. You're hard to get convinced here. We're all just trying to hang out.
I like how Stokes trying to convince him, and Stokes like, I'm not even going. So he's over here like, yeah, Kev, why don't you go? What are you doing? Let's go. And you're not even going.
I'd rather go somewhere else.
But I want to get down to the root of this boycott. Like, see how serious he is about the boycott. I'm not boycotting. I just don't want to drive downtown and deal with that mess down there. So, but Kisner, from a scale of 1 and 10, like how hardcore are you on this boycott of the Rockies? Is just like whatever.
I haven't watched a game in a couple years.
I'm disappointed.
Don't care.
But you're not a baseball guy to begin with.
I was.
Were you?
Yeah.
When they're good or like overall?
Look at
me telling him he's not a baseball guy. I don't even know. I just said that. He just doesn't look like a baseball guy, does he?
What'd you say? He looks like a football guy?
No. That either. Looks like a country singer. Looks like a singer, right? Chicken finger?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you'll go with.
Right.
Did you give him that cowboy hat protector thing?
It's called a case.
A cowboy hat case?
Yeah, I did. I didn't give it to him. I let him borrow it.
Let him borrow it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I let you borrow that.
Correct.
Yeah. I've never seen that before. I think it's kind of ridiculous.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Wow.
He's just bringing that up a day later.
Yeah.
Like out of the blue.
I've been thinking about it a lot.
Yeah, I can tell. Well, it's, but here's the thing. Like if you have a good cowboy hat, like so I'm going to the Kentucky Derby.
Right? Oh, we are?
No. I went last year.
Oh.
Okay, so I went last year to the Derby. I got to wear a hat. Well, how am I going to get my hat from here to the Derby? Okay?
On your head.
I'm not wearing it on the airplane. This is not a baseball cap. This is like a fancy hat.
Okay?
So I have to put it in like something that protects it. And so I bought a hat carrying case deal. And that's easy to, you can put it around your shoulder and it does a good job. You put it in the overhead luggage deal or whatever, carry on. And it's perfect because it protects your hat. You got a good cowboy hat, right? If I'm going to the CMAs, like, okay, I need to, but I'm not wearing it on the plane. Hence it's like you can almost wear it like a backpack.
That's huge though.
Well, dude, have you seen a cowboy hat?
Yeah.
They're big.
Okay.
So you need to protect your cowboy hat because there's got a cowboy hat he's going to be wearing this weekend.
Yeah.
I told him I had a have you tried to put the hat in there?
Yeah, it's in there. I got it all set. It's ready to go.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe I just don't understand.
What about with my explanation there?
I would wear the hat. It seems like a lot of stuff to carry around.
I know it kind of is, but, like, when you do certain events or doing something, like you need a hat. That you're not going to, like, I'm not wearing the hat for, like, 3 straight days and wearing it to the trip. I'm just wearing it to the event. I need it to be in good shape. I want to look good. Look good, feel good, play good, party good.
There you go. You know what?
Boom.
I'm on board now.
Damn.
You're just convinced. And I guess if there were, like, a case for my shoes, I'd put my shoes in there.
There you go. See? Why don't you just wear them? Why don't you just wear them? You're not going to wear them all day.
No, no. It's not on an airplane either.
And it's a fancy hat. It's got my initials on it and everything.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, fancy life.
All right. My bad. That's on me. All disrespected right. You guys' hat case. We'll take a timeout.
It is a little big, though.
We're talking to Mike Kliss next.
You're listening to Stokely and Josh on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, on Thursdays, we get to talk to our 9 News insider, Mike Kliss, and he is with us right now on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Kliss, we are going to jump right into this with you. Appreciate you joining us. Is it J.J. McCarthy? Is it Bo Nix? Who do you think Sean Payton has fallen for the most of those two quarterbacks?
Oh, I don't know. It sounds like J.J. McCarthy probably wouldn't be there for Sean Payton. Maybe Drake May.
Wow.
You know, Drake May is going to be probably unattainable. Jaden Daniels, I don't know. Maybe Caleb Williams doesn't strike me as – I don't know. Sean spoke highly about his talent last year, but he seems like a diva-type quarterback that, you know, and he just got rid of a quarterback where he had a lot of this, luxury benefits for himself that the rest of the team didn't have. I don't think he wants to go through that again. But, no one knows yet who he likes. I mean, J.J. McCarthy, that came out with the Minnesota Vikings broadcaster about a month ago. Bo Nix, I know he's looked at all of them. He's had some private workouts with many of those quarterbacks. And he mentioned J.J. McCarthy, but there's been others. And we'll see. You know, who do you like, Stoke? You've seen Drake May enough?
Well, I didn't love what I saw from Drake May this year. I thought I would see better from him overall. So it's going to be.
Yeah, I heard he missed. I heard the knock is that he misses some throws.
Yeah. And he did this year. So I guess a lot depends on who goes early on in the first three. And then, like Sean said, that fourth pick, that's kind of the money pick. And, you know, who knows? Arizona might surprise us and take a quarterback there. You just never know what's going to happen. Should be interesting to see. What was your big takeaway, Mike, at the owners' meeting, whether it's listening to Sean or even you had a one-on-one there with Greg Penner, didn't you?
Yeah, and you know, there were a couple themes. One was, it sure looks like they're rebuilding, right? When you take on a $53 million dead cap hit from Russ, you're basically wasting 21% of your payroll this year. It'll be more like 10% next year when you consider the salary cap will go up again. So, and face it, more good players left than came in. More proven starters left than came in. And you're talking about Lloyd Cushenberry, Josie Jewell, Justin Simmons, Russ. There's another one I'm forgetting there. But, the guys that they brought in were cheaper, like Josh Reynolds, has been like a number three receiver who they project as number two. Malcolm Roach has been a rotational defensive lineman who they're projecting as a starter. Brandon Jones was a number three safety for the most part with Miami, started occasionally here and there, but he's been a number three who they want to be a number two or number one with alongside PJ Locke. So they are trying to get better this year. But they're trying to get better this year with an eye, it seems to me, like eye on 2025. And they've all been in concert saying they can still win this year. They still expect to be better than 8-9. The quarterback situation, guys, has been interesting. Now with yesterday, another quarterback came off the board. So 25 quarterbacks have left the market here in the last 3 weeks. And the Broncos have had none. They were interested in Darnold. They had some interest in Sam Howell. And then, but other than that, I think Zach Wilson, possibly a trade. I think there might be maybe a trade available around the draft or day two of the draft, after these teams get their quarterback. They make sure they get their quarterback in the draft. Then they'll offer up, some of the quarterbacks they got on their team. I think that's when the Broncos will bring in a veteran. And of course, I think they'll draft one. I would think in the first round. I'd be surprised if they didn't.
Mike, real quick, last one I got for you. You mentioned Josh Reynolds there. Is that what it is? Is he's the two? It's Cortland and Reynolds? Where does Marvin Mims, Tim Patrick kind of fall in that wide receiver room?
Yeah, Mims was kind of the number three last year. I still think Mims, and I think Mims toward the end of the year played like 70% of the snaps. He just didn't get the targets. I think it'll be the three of them quite a bit, just like Josh Reynolds played 70% of the snaps with the Lions last year, even though he kind of traded with Khalif Raymond until Raymond got hurt as the number two, number three. So I think all three of those guys, and Tim Patrick, I think he's got to prove to be healthy and start out at number four after missing back-to-back seasons with injuries. And I think he's close to 30 now. I'd have to look that up. He's one of those guys where if you're the Broncos, I don't think you can count on him until he proves it. And he's going to have to prove it this year. And they want him to make it, but he's going to have to prove it by having a heck of a camp.
Okay. And yeah, he is 30 as of right now. All right, Mike, we always appreciate your time, man. Thanks for jumping on with us. We'll continue to monitor at MikeKliss9News on Twitter for everything Broncos coming up. There he is, Mike Kliss with us right there. Johnson, Auto Plaza Hotline. All right, how about that? I didn't realize that was a number. 25 quarterbacks moved in the last 3 weeks, and none now called Denver home. Let's react to that and the mention of bringing in players that weren't ones but hope to be turned into ones by the Broncos. Is that a realistic possibility? We'll answer that question next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
Good convo with Mike Kliss in that last segment, our 9 News Broncos insider. He hangs with us every Thursday. There were a couple things he said, Stoke, that stood out to me. Let's start with quarterbacks. And we knew it, but then hearing the number, you're like, oh, dang. 25 quarterbacks found new homes over the last three and a half weeks, none of which called Denver home.
Yeah, I told you what we're going to do.
You did.
Told you.
And he mentioned it, Zach Wilson, that's your guy.
We're going to trade for Zach Wilson, and we're going to go get us Bo Nix.
So it's Stidham, Wilson, Nix in the quarterback room.
Don't forget DiNucci. Don't forget DiNucci. Put a little bit of respect on that man, DiNucci. Yes, that's it. There you go. That's my guess right there. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what it looks like. Maybe they can move up and get McCarthy. Maybe they can move up and get Jaden Daniels. Who knows what it looks like? But I think it's going to be Bo Nix. Trade for Zach Wilson and have Jared Stidham also. That's what we're looking at.
All right. The other thing he said, and I think, again, this is kind of the reality that it is and where the Broncos are financially and what the roster looks like. But he talked about Josh Reynolds. He talked about Brandon Jones. And then he talked about Malcolm Roach, a safety with Jones, a defensive tackle, interior defensive lineman with Malcolm Roach. And then, of course, Josh Reynolds, the wide receiver coming over from Detroit, said that they're not true number ones or twos, even in Josh Reynolds' case. It was like a three at times. But the Broncos are looking at all these guys to now take the next step in their career, and Roach becomes a starter or more than just a rotational player. And Brandon Jones, depending on what happens between Caden Stearns and P.J. Locke, maybe has a bigger role. And then obviously this wide receiver room is what it is with the Broncos, and that allows Josh Reynolds to have an opportunity to come in here and take some reps and snaps away from a Marvin Mims maybe or Tim Patrick if he's not right at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I mean, you just want some competition, right? And you're not in a position to go out there and get Pro Bowl players, all-pro players. I mean, that's just really not where you're at spending-wise this year. So you got to look for some bargains there, and hopefully you find some guys that maybe be backups or second-tier guys that you give them a bigger opportunity, a bigger platform, and they take it and run with it, and they end up becoming a good starter for you. You're trying to just add competition, though, mm-hmm. along the way. Obviously, losing Justin Simmons, you traded Jerry Jeudy, so you got a safety. You got another wide receiver. You don't know what Marvin Mims truly is week in and week out. So, Tim Patrick, you don't know if you can count on him to stay healthy. So, there's question marks. So you want to add some depth to certain position groups, and you're not in a great position to go get all pros. So, you got to get those types of guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, it was just interesting to kind of hear that from Mike Kliss, and yeah, you're going to have to ask those guys to go there, step up, and do something they've never done in their NFL careers, but we'll see what it looks like for these Broncos. All right, you want to join us, you want to hit us up, 303-713-1043, ramoslaw.com, text line over on the Twitch side, twitch.tv/DenverSportsCom. You can watch the show and hang out there in the chat room as well. I want to mention something in the NCAA. I saw this last night, and it was strange to me. The president of the NCAA is currently campaigning with states that have legalized gambling to take prop bets off the docket, the whatever, the big board, whatever it is, for college athletics. And the reasoning to protect the integrity of the game, saying, hey, it's, you know, some of these college kids are making money. Not a lot of them are making Shador type of cash. And it's just, it presents too much of an opportunity for somebody to make the wrong decision. So the president of the NCAA is asking to take prop bets for college athletes off of big boards wherever you do your betting. What do you think of that when you hear that?
I think that's a smart thing to do.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like, we just saw an NBA player getting hot water. Porter's brother, right?
Yeah.
And we don't know what that's going to look like here, but it doesn't look good for him on the surface. Imagine college kids, right? Imagine them where, hey, here's a couple thousand. We just need you to get the under today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay. Oh, all right. Oh, so I can get 50 yards? My over-under's at 60? Okay, yeah. I'll get to 50. I just need to score under 21 points? Oh, okay. I'll get to 19, still have a good game. I just won't make sure I just won't go over.
Yeah.
So, and I get 5,000? I get 10,000, you know, whatever it is. I mean, like, that's no. And I know this firsthand, but like, some states have it, some states don't. We don't have it here. You can't do that here.
Oh, really?
No, nope.
I didn't realize that.
You can't do it here. But like in Louisiana, you can.
Okay.
Okay. When I went to the Final Four down there, they're like, oh, you can do prop bets on college basketball players over unders. You don't have that here.
I didn't know that. Okay.
And so, at least last time I looked, so like if you look at the basketball games right now, you can't do a prop bet on over under points.
So you just pick a winner loser straight up.
Yeah, point spread, over under on points. You know, but there is no like individual prop bets.
Okay.
Here in Colorado, to my recollection, maybe Chicken Fingers can look that up and see, like, if you look on one of these sports books and see. But last time I looked, it's not legal to do that here. I don't know if they put that restriction in. I think that should be everywhere. I think keep the college kids out of it as much as possible here. It's like, this is a slippery slope, and it's already cost a lot of guys a lot. And if you don't have that, I think that would help remove that temptation from players. Whether it be, hey, telling their, you know, friends to do it, or someone coming after them. Just, I think it's best if they didn't have that at all. I do.
See, I get what you're saying, and it is very difficult in college because there are guys that go, oh, well, what do I care about protecting the integrity of the game? I'm not going to play pro, right? Like, it doesn't matter to me what the integrity of the game looks like. But I also can see the other side of this of, like, you're called a grown-up. I think if you make that decision, it's, like, it's almost, I don't want to be too mean to Jonte Porter, but like, it's a common sense test, and that dude failed it miserably.
Yeah, but 18, you call them grown-ups?
I don't, but the government does.
No, they can't drink.
Well, they can join the military,
right,
and go to war.
Yeah, no, so that's what I'm saying. You can do some things, but you right. can't do other things.
Yeah.
So like, in some instances, you are an adult, but others like, oh, but I can't go to the store and buy, you know, me a six-pack.
Mm-hmm.
But I can go enlist in the army and go fight, you know, so it's like it's all screwed up. I think in this situation, every situation is different and unique like that. And you just got to protect some people from themselves and some people from the, it's a slippery slope. and they can get caught up into it really easily, especially in college. And like you said, you got guys that just look at it like, all right, well, hey, I can make a quick come up here, mm-hmm. and, you know, I won't get caught. I play for Louisiana Monroe. Nobody watches their games over there in Monroe, Louisiana. No one cares about them. You know, I only score, you know, 10 points a game anyway, or 8 points a game.
Yeah.
And my over-under's at 8. Huh? My tummy's going to hurt after 3 minutes. I'm going to get poked in the eye. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for the college kids, it's just a different game. And I understand it's different. You got NIL. They're getting paid now. But still, I think it's a recipe for a huge, huge disaster. We've seen it before. And you'll definitely see it again. You got kids.
Yeah.
Kids and the temptation to, you know, make big money and think that you're not going to get caught. I don't think it's a good thing at all.
Okay. And look, I didn't even know. I get in on some action from time to time, but I didn't know that that wasn't a thing here. So it hasn't affected me at all.
Right.
And if it's going to protect some of the integrity of the game, but protect some of the kids.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that.
And, you know, stop them from hurting themselves,
exactly.
Really.
Getting in their own way.
18, 19-year-old kid. Like, mm-hmm. They're going to make mistakes.
Yep.
You know, they're going to do some dumb things at that age.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that, if that's not available to you, then you know, it's just not there.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about it. But if it is available, someone will get in big trouble.
Yeah. This is a good text, maybe just simplifying it for us. Laws exist because someone tried that before.
That's right.
A pretty simple way of looking at it right there. All right, let's take our final time out. What are we watching tonight? Well, there's so much to consume. What do we like with the Sweet 16 back? The Avs in action and the Rockies doing their thing for game number one. We'll tell you what we're watching, who we like next.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Sweet money done jacked it up. She's a party all nighter from South Carolina. A bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging lunatic from Brunswick. Juicy Georgia.
We're doing a little bit of some egg hunting in the break there. Somebody sent us an email that they hid eggs around the office. So I made it a mission to go find a couple.
Good job.
I got some candy in there, too.
Uh-huh. Some
nice.
Kisses.
Yeah. Real good work right there. They said there's a grand prize, so I might spend the next hour after here searching for that thing. Try to beat Richie to it. Right?
That's what Richie does. Yeah. You got no chance.
Okay. He does have a little bit more time than I do, I guess. I saw this meme, so I don't have kids, but I thought it was hilarious of how come my children can collect 40 Easter eggs in 90 seconds, but it takes them 2 hours to pick up their toys.
That's good. Yeah, that is good. I used to love doing the Easter eggs. I did that for my kids.
Yeah.
And hide them around the backyard and stuff and would go and have a couple special ones, right?
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. I did that for years. And that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But that's no more for me.
Were you like a $10 bill or something in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put some ones in one and like maybe a 10 in one. And then you got them all over the place. And it always ends up in a fight, you know, like the oldest one's grabbing them all and, you know, and taunting the youngest one. And the youngest one doesn't get enough. And they're like, oh, gosh. Well, yeah. There goes our Easter, honey. Pour me a strong one.
They're throwing punches and stealing
eggs. Yeah, that's the way it always ends, right? It's like, oh, it's a great idea. Yeah. You put a lot of thought and effort into it. And the next thing you know, kids are rolling around on the grass fighting.
So, yep.
Speaking of that, I got to ask, man. We were looking outside about 45 minutes ago.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, like, this place was swarming with Greenwood Village Finest police officers.
That's right.
Shout out to them. They do a great job.
They do.
But it was like, okay, there's one cop car. Okay, that's interesting, just sitting there. Oh, at the other exit, there's another cop car, and the guy's outside of his car. Okay, that's two cops. Why are they sitting in here? Oh, my gosh, there's three, there's four, there's five, and all of a sudden, this old-school Range Rover zips through here. And like, cop car turns on his lights, this thing starts flying. The cop at one of the exits try to throw down the what do they call that thing?
Spike strip.
Spike strip.
Mm-hmm.
I think he whiffed. Bad arm, buddy.
Wasn't
bad
a good
arm.
One,
no,
yeah.
Bad throw there. And that thing peeled out and went on the street. And so I Did anyone see anything?
I was trying to Twitter search, but I couldn't find anything either.
All right, well,
we're dying to know.
We got to know now. We got to know the finish of this story. Did they catch him? What did he do? Because I saw that car when I rolled up here today, early this morning.
Oh, before the show?
Before the show.
Wow.
Before the show when I got here, because I noticed it because when I was walking, I was like, oh, okay. It was an old school Range Rover. You just don't see those that often anymore. And it was running, and it made like a weird different noise. And I was like, okay, you don't see that. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, fast forward to 4 hours later, you know, he's running from the popo. Yeah. So any updates would be helpful. So I know we've got some of our great finest that listen to us.
Yeah.
Maybe they can give us an update there and see what happened.
We would love to know what went down. And hopefully everybody's safe, but also practice that spike strip throw, huh? Right?
Yeah, it didn't look very good. Bad throw there.
I've never done it, so like I don't want to judge, but I am because I watched it, you know, like
I don't know, like I don't know if he waited too late. Like there's gotta be some kind of technique.
Yeah, like a yo-yo maybe, like a
right. You gotta be good at the yo-yo.
Yeah.
Pull that thing out there.
Right.
All right.
I don't know. I've only seen it like on World's Dumbest Criminals. Like if I watch the NCAA tournament and then I keep it on that channel and I wake up and World's Dumbest Criminals is on True TV.
Right.
That's when I'm like, oh, wow, I'll watch this guy try to steal an ATM from 7-Eleven or something and then get stopped by the spike strips.
Yeah, no, like I just think like pulling out the gun and just shooting out the tires would just be easier and better. Like, you take the guesswork out of it, right?
I am not sure.
No?
I'm not sure.
Well,
I prefer the spike strip first and then see maybe where you're at.
Okay. And then adjust from there?
Yeah.
All right.
And then adjust accordingly, depending on what's happening. But, yeah, we want to know. So tell us at 303-713-1043. Okay. Tonight, it's going to be a great night. We have basketball starting at 5. 5:09 is the tip between Clemson and Arizona. That means before 5:09, you got to get to denversports.com. It's your second chance bracket from Sport Clips. Got a chance at $1,000, a pair of tickets to every concert and PRCA rodeo events at the Daddy of them All up in Cheyenne. It's denversports.com/hoops. Get this done before 5 o'clock today or you will be ineligible. So go get a chance at $1,000 and some sweet tickets right there. Thanks to Sport Clips. But we have basketball starting at 5, 5:09, 5:39, 7:39, 8:09. Those are the tips in the NCAA. The Avs will drop their puck with the Rangers at 7, and then Kyle Freeland will take the bump in Arizona and throw his first pitch of the year at 8:10. It's a beautiful little night of sports.
Yeah, got some action going on tonight. Hopefully the Avs can get back on track. I'm looking forward to that Clemson game, Clemson-Arizona. That was a good basketball team. Obviously, Arizona's good, but Clemson surprised me with how well they played against Baylor in their last matchup. So that should be a good game. Alabama, UNC, I absolutely despise both of those teams. So I'll take the positive side. One of them is out,
right?
I don't know which one I want to be out. Can't stand the Alabama coach. Always hated North Carolina, so I don't know how much I'll be paying attention to that one. I'll probably be locked and loaded more with the Avs at that moment.
Sure.
And I'll be keeping my eye, like, way, way secondary on the Rockies score.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the Rockies are relegated to the box score on my phone tonight.
Yeah.
Like, the TVs belong to basketball and hockey.
Don't say tonight. Like every other night they're going to be locked in on your TV.
Right.
They're going to be locked in on the box score on my ESPN app. 99.9% of the season, unless they've earned the viewership of my eyeballs. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Oh, it makes a ton of sense. And I think it's the right approach. That's now what I'm going to do and follow in your footsteps there of pay $100 and be disappointed and then just don't watch it. Just burn a $100 bill if that's the case. And we're still getting the text. I guess I'm confused. The way I understood all of this is you're not getting the Rockies for free. It doesn't matter if you have Xfinity or Dish or DirecTV Stream or DirecTV or Fubo. The way I understood it from the Rockies is that nothing comes unless you pay that $99.99 or $19.99 a month. We'll see tonight because there's a whole bunch of texters that think it's the other way.
Right.
We're finna find out.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. So, I mean, I might have it and I might be able to watch it for free.
Right.
That might be the case. So we'll see. We'll see what it looks like tomorrow. We'll have an update for you on that. So it's I don't know. I mean, it's like when you don't invest, you know, like we had free agency for the Rockies. What the hell did they do?
Literally nothing.
Exactly. So, like, when you do nothing, not saying that that's the way they've always operated, but, like, literally you won, what, 50-something games last year? 58?
59.
59 games last year. And you did nothing during the offseason. And it wasn't like we had 10 five-star prospects, right? And so, like, how are my expectations that you're going to be any good this year? Like, how? How is that going to happen? I understand young guys can get better, but, you know, I mean, I don't see Randy Johnson on the mound. Did we see Nolan Ryan?
No.
I mean, no. So, like, it's like it's not going to be good. But I'm supposed to pay to watch it? No. Like, out of principle.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes just out of principle, it's like, no. That's not the way this is going to work.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's not going to work that way. Now, if you were a 59-team win and you went out and signed this guy and that guy and that guy and spent some money invested in the team, then it's like, okay, I'll invest in you.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do it right now when you did nothing. Unless now you have to go out there and earn it.
Yeah.
Now, you go out there and all of a sudden we see some young talent and they're playing much better than we expect. Okay, then I'll buy it.
Yeah.
But until then, I'm not. Why would I invest in you when you didn't invest in yourself?
I think that's very smart. Very well said as well. Somebody's being a real kind of jerk face here.
Oh, yes. Yes. Not to me, just to you, right?
Well, this says you guys.
Oh,
we're
okay,
the guys,
hey,
right?
Forget you then.
You guys live under a rock. Rockies games are on TV again, idiots.
Oh,
and then they say, you're dumb. That one was for me.
Yeah, definitely for you.
This is also hilarious. It's free on Fubo as well. You mean the $90 you pay a month for Fubo? So it's free.
But if I have Fubo,
It comes in at $90 a month that you pay. So it's free.
Right.
Maybe think about that before you text it, buddy.
Well, but he's talking about, like, I have Fubo anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's just part of the package.
Right, but you pay for Fubo.
Yeah, you pay for Fubo. So
then it would not be free.
Well, I mean, technically,
free
no.
Free means
but,
I watch it on Channel 7.
Yeah, but you're already paying for it. And then the Rocky season comes, you still pay for it afterwards. So you're planning on that. It's not like an extra $100 that you weren't paying for something. So is that the case? So if I have Fubo already, I can watch it?
I don't know. I don't believe that.
You don't think so, right.
But that's
right.
What people
okay.
are saying.
Okay.
I don't believe that,
right.
But.
You think that if you have Fubo, you still have to pay the $100.
Because it's being produced and directed by MLB TV.
Right, which makes sense. So we'll see. Like, it's a little bit of a gray area. I mean, Rockies dropped a lot of stuff on us at 12:30 last night.
12:31 a.m. is when
this morning.
The email came out.
So we'll see. We'll see what it looks like. If you have that stuff, if you can watch it, or if you still have to pay the $100
KKFN,
on top of
KKFN,
it.
KKFN HD1, Longmont, Denver. I didn't realize what time it was. Yes! I feel
really bad last segment for us. I screwed up a read. I watching the police and thinking about that and like put myself in that guy's shoes running from the cops and talking about the $100. The Rockies have pissed me off. They didn't do anything. It's just a bad, gosh dang it.
I would say,
get beat on that like 6 seconds over.
Yeah.
It's like that's amateur hour.
Yeah. It really
amateur
is.
Hour from me. I just, I raised my hand. Amateur hour from Stoke. That's me. There you go. Goodness.
We actually have a text from a police officer.
Okay.
About the spike strip. But real fast, this has been four or five different texts that read, heard that Russ bought an old Land Rover and the police were looking for him for stealing money from the Broncos. We got a good text group
there
going on
go.
Right now.
Well, we didn't see like three cars behind him full of bodyguards.
Right,
so,
true.
It wasn't Russ and Sierra.
And this is Dakota, who's a police officer in Kansas City. He writes, go Broncos. Nice, Dakota, behind enemy lines over there. He says, the toughest things about throwing the stop sticks, spike strips, is the timing and the hope that you don't get creamed by the car when
makes
they're
sense.
Running through it. Yeah, I guess that is a dangerous play.
That makes sense because he waited. You have to, you know, you wanted to wait. Like, my thing is, like, you see the car coming. Why don't you just lay it down quickly, but then the car tries to swerve and takes you out.
Right.
So
yeah.
You're surprised, I guess, right? I mean, all right, well, yeah, no one got hurt at that moment, so
yes.
that was a good thing. So we'd like an update, though. It's like I need an update.
We really
kind of need one. I mean, it's right here in our parking lot. We saw the whole thing unfold,
yeah.
too, during a break. It was like, Oh, there's a there's more. Oh, my gosh, that's who they're getting. Look at the lights. Oh, he's running. Oh, spike strip. No, miss. There he goes on the street. And then we lost him. It's like, oh, no. So that was a lot of, that was some action. We don't usually get that much action here.
It's fun. Everybody was at the window, gathered, watching what was going on.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what we got tonight. Sweet 16 starts.
And
then
we saw
Rangers.
Philip Lindsay walk in like a few minutes after. Like, was that Phil? Does he have a Range Rover? Right. Like, that was like, oh.
He kept looking over his shoulder as he was walking in.
He's sweating a little bit. Yeah. Huh.
It's like, what's going on there, Phil? The Avs, Stoke, and I actually want to play a clip real quick. TNT had hockey last night, and it's, of course, Biz. Biz loves him some McKinnon, but was talking about how great he is and how he is certainly in the conversation, if not the front runner, for the Hart.
If you don't have Nathan MacKinnon in your top two right now in today's NHL, do you think you should have your vote removed?
Oh, 100%. I mean, hey, listen, there might be the God guy that the Tampa Bay guy might say, you know, I'm voting for Kucherov. I saw him play 80 games. And then McDavid could be two and MacKinnon could be three. That's how he could fall to number three. But not from people in the West. They've seen him play too much. The guy's an animal out there. He's a horse. Him and McDavid deserve all the attention they're getting.
So Biz all over it.
He's an animal out there. He's a horse. Love it.
I feel like I'm not in the minority on this because it's kind of, it's an overall consensus. Maybe not a consensus, but more people feel like it than I do. Wayne Gretzky's terrible on TV.
Yeah, I don't really watch.
I could go without him forever.
That's my guy, though.
As a hockey player.
Yeah, I met him once. He was a really nice guy. Like, it was like 5:30 in the morning, Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Going, you know, late night. Yeah. Late night. But we got early tee time. Early tee time. The win. Playing out right out the back steps of the win. Yeah. But late night, right? And we're wandering down there, and one of the guys is getting coffee. Two of my buddies are talking to someone. I'm like, who are they talking to? Like, this guy's like, looks like an older guy, probably from Denver that they knew. So I'm just sitting there. I'm like, all right, let's get this coffee. Let's get going here. Like, it's like, seriously, 5:45 in the morning, like, not feeling all that great.
Right.
All of a sudden, those guys move, and it's like, holy, they're talking to Wayne Gretzky.
Nice.
And so they're like, hey, Wayne, you know, introduce. I'm like, hey, how you doing? You know, I was like, this is really cool right now. And I had a Grove hat on, Jordan's course, because I just played down there. That's where Dustin Johnson, his son-in-law, plays a lot.
Okay.
I think Wayne's down there a lot, obviously.
Name and drop.
So I'm pulling my Mark Schlereth for the day. I want a day, right?
Take your vote.
I want to be like
day.
I want to be like Mark. So he was like, oh, the Grove, that's a great place to play, whatever. And so we just started chatting about it. And then I asked my buddies, I'm like, how'd y'all start talking to Wayne? He's like, he saw our golf clothes and our clubs, and he just started talking to us out of the blue.
Oh, he initiated?
Yeah, he did. He did. Because like, I was God, like, Wayne was great. Yeah. But I don't watch him on TV. Okay. So I had to shoehorn me and Wayne in there somehow today. There we go.
Let me give you a piece
of
advice.
That's my buddy. We talk on the phone once a week.
Can I give you a piece of advice?
Yeah.
Don't watch him on TV.
Don't watch him on TV. Yeah. Okay.
He is not great.
He's bad.
He is bad.
Mm-hmm.
He is bad. He is not, you know, just because you're good at one thing doesn't mean you're good at another.
Yeah.
And
have Stoke throw a football.
What? Why is this Bass Stoke for the first segment of the drive today?
You're the one that said you weren't good at quarterback.
No, I know. And now, especially now, because my shoulder's all jacked up, I got to throw underhand.
But catching now, that guy.
Yeah,
that's where he's.
Yeah, that's it. Did y'all see the police presence out there?
I heard.
Phil,
about
I thought
it.
They were looking for you for a second.
No,
I came in
right after.
I did too. Bad boys. What you gonna do?
What the heck? I heard you. I didn't hear the whole thing, but I heard. You say it was an old Range Rover. They threw down the spike strips.
Dude, like, it was action.
What?
The thing beat out and it took a right out of here down the street and like.
So it was here, like right here.
It was
right
in
here.
In this parking lot and all kinds of
stuff.
Dude, cop cars everywhere on every exit right there. The guy was going in the parking lot. All of a sudden, the cop put on the lights, took off. And then they tried to throw the spike strips down. I don't know if it hit or missed. Looked like he missed. A little bit late on the throw down there.
Yeah.
He's going to get so much stuff at the station.
He's gone, and that's just, I don't know. We were trying to get an update.
Stoke, I heard that you've seen like the guy earlier, right? In the morning
when
I walked here?
Yes, this morning when I was walking by because I noticed it because it's like right in front where we walk in the door. His car was there, and there wasn't a ton of cars there, and like it was an older Range Rover. So it's like you don't see those that often, right? Yeah. I mean, most of them, like, they're... Because 20-year Range Rovers, they ain't lasting, right?
Yeah.
And so it's an old-school body style. Like, oh, okay, that's unique. And I heard it start, and you could hear, like, kind of the hydraulic in the car, and I just thought, like, okay, that's it. And then just walked into work. And the next thing you know, I see that car getting chased by 10 police cars.
That is wild.
How many people were in it?
I didn't see it. No, I didn't. Okay. I wasn't casing the Range Rover. Like, you got in there, bro. What you doing? What you got going on?
You would be that neighbor, that nosy neighbor.
Will this be on the news?
I know to stay in my lane, man.
This has got to be on the news.
You would think, right? I mean, because
if it goes over the scanner, sometimes the news people listen to that stuff.
Bro, it was over the scanner. When you have 10 cop cars in this parking lot, it's going down. So it wasn't like somebody that just was like.
Well, did they draw their guns?
I didn't see any guns.
Well, he had the spike strip. That was the only thing he had out. But
you said he missed. No good.
It didn't look like it.
Like he said he was late.
I think it was a little bit late.
Russell Wilson pass.
He did a 180 spin and then threw the spikes and it was incomplete.
He escaped the pocket. Too late. Too late. Guy's gone. Oh, sorry, Russ.
Oh my God.
How are you late on that? I would be
That's
early.
That's a great question.
I know, but someone said, like, you know, you want to time it out right because if you mess it up, you know, next thing you know, that car is running into you.
Right.
Or trying to escape the spike strips because they see it and then they beeline and they hit you or whatever the case may be. So
right.
It didn't look like it was. I think it would be longer.
I did too.
Stand further back.
Right.
So I don't know all the details though. I'd like to get an update though. Hopefully we can get an update.
Well, we'll see. It's Major League Baseball opening day.
Yeah,
and
we're fired up, dude.
What an opportunity! No, seriously, okay, seriously. Sorry. Rocky stuff aside, and this is my bet.
Here he goes. This is what he does. Go ahead.
What am I about to say?
About to talk about MLB missing the opportunity to put games on TV today. This is their stand-alone day, right?
I have been waging this campaign for years.
Don't you too well, man.
What an opportunity for Major League Baseball. This should be your day.
Yeah.
This is your day. It's opening day. We literally have a name for it. It's opening day. And you got the entire league in action. We got the Dodgers going. We got the Braves, the Astros, the Yankees, the Mets. You know how many games are on national TV today? One. And it's going to go head-to-head with North Carolina and Alabama tonight. And it's the Chicago Cubs at the Texas Rangers. That's what you get today on national TV. And so when you're being lowered into your casket in 10 years, don't act confused because you should be showcasing your stars. I should not be able to turn from a advertisement standpoint and not know when Ohtani is playing.
Yeah.
I should know when Aaron Judge is playing. Like Acuña, like and I don't know anything. And because it's not mandatory, it's not a pushed in my face from an advertising standpoint. We work with a guy named Sean Gates. He takes pictures and does videos and stuff with us. And,
what's up,
and
Sean?
And Gator. And he's a
Gator don't play it.
That's from the other guy.
That's good, dude.
Will Ferrell. But I said, you know what's going on today in sports? He's like, I said, today's opening day, Sean. He's like, oh, no, I didn't know.
Wow.
This is someone who's in his mid-30s and is a sports fan. He's like, I knew it was coming up, but like I didn't know it was today. I just, like, that's a failure of baseball right there.
Now, baseball has deals with Fox, like TBS or TNT, whatever.
Yep.
ESPN, obviously, carries Sunday. So you're absolutely right. Every one of those stations would be playing a game all day long. Yep. We would have games all throughout the day on all of, like ESPN2. And DU's playing UMass in the Frozen Four, they call it. That would not be on TV. They would be playing the Dodgers Braves today, right now.
Yes.
The Astros Yankees are coming on at some point. Like, these games would be on TV all day long. This is our opener. We want to signal to everybody, hey, we're here.
Yep.
Spring training's done.
Yes.
Because if not, Sean doesn't know.
No.
Most people, if I wasn't doing radio, Rockies aren't playing here.
Right,
I wouldn't
exactly.
know. I'd be like, okay, it's starting today. Okay, whatever. But you got to put it out there.
Yep.
Zach, you said 10 years. You think that's the timeline for this?
Well, I'm kind of spitballing.
No,
baseball
I know.
Probably always be around, but it's like, I don't even know if they get segments in 10 years.
Mm.
I don't like, and there's only a few markets that talk baseball on sports talk radio.
Yep.
Towns like Boston, New York, the Dodgers are big in LA. And if the Rockies win, four in a row, we'll talk about them. But like, it's already on the back burner. It's already on simmer. And here's the kicker, guys. 2/3 of the league are playing during the day.
Yeah.
First pitch is in 2 minutes for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 games. That's 18 teams. That's 2/3 of the sport. Orioles and
Angels.
Angels are already started. Yeah. So you
got Mike Trout. Orioles got a great young team, mm-hmm. and it's
they're
like,
dominating.
Why is that game not on TV right now? There's, you have nothing else on a Thursday at 2 o'clock.
There's only actually four games tonight. The rest of them are during the day, and nothing's on TV. It's just so stupid.
It's bizarre,
and I like baseball. It's my fourth. I like it. Yeah, I enjoy it. I root for the Rockies. I got my gear on today. But it's like, dude, I
but here's the question.
I can't help you.
Here's the question, okay? Because these people aren't that dumb. Okay, let's just be honest. They're not that dumb.
Well,
like, why? Why? You know they think about this stuff. I mean, it's not like they don't even think about ratings and marketing their guys. Like, why would they not push for this
But
then?
Don't you think that's the
What's
answer?
What's the reason?
Is ratings and market. Like, so if ESPN, what do they got, PTI and Around the Horn and stuff in the afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
So that obviously generates more ratings. Then in turn, you can charge more for your advertising dollars.
But you,
so
you push it on them, right? I mean, you make it like, hey, you're
preempt
gonna schedule.
Them.
Like,
you preempt
if you
them.
Want Sunday night baseball, you got to carry this and this and that.
You're right.
You know?
Good call.
And I think at the core of it, it's regional sport. Regional TV deals and protecting their own properties, but and then you wonder why the league is so regional. It's like
tell me this: if they don't get the ratings, then money goes. They lose money, right? If they don't get the right amount of ratings, they will lose money. While having these games being played while everybody's at work, they may lose a little bit of money anyway on TV, unless people are just going to go to the ballpark and enjoy it.
But it's this is your day. It's not about you make people conform to you, not say, hey, people are at work. We're not going to put. No, have them put the game on. Have them put it on the laptop.
Yeah.
When I was growing up in New York, and now this was I was in middle school and early high school, guys would bring in, no joke, little radios. And now we have iPhones and stuff.
Really?
They would bring and we would listen to the Yankee game at lunch.
That's
no
cool.
joke. And I don't think people do that anymore.
Oh, no.
I don't think kids do that anymore. And I'm not talking about radio. I'm talking about follow the games like so close. It was such a big deal. And now it's not. And it makes me sad, but it pisses me off because you're helping kill this thing.
They don't care, it seems like. Look at the ratings for the World Series last year.
8.5 million people.
That's all who watched the game is 8.5 million people. How many people watched the game, Caitlin Clark? All right, on a Monday.
It peaked at almost 5 million.
5 million.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
On a Monday on cable.
On a Monday.
On cable.
Monday.
You guys have kids. Do your kids play baseball?
He did T-ball. Phil's is so young.
Yeah. My son's getting ready to start actually T-ball next month. We're going to try it. He's getting ready to be four, so I don't even know if it's going to work out.
Oh, just test on the water.
Yeah.
But that's the thing I was going to say. Like, when I grew up and I'm in North Glen and as a young man, like, You can't go by a park without seeing kids hitting the ball or throwing it around. And again, now I don't have kids and I don't hang out at parks, skate parks, I guess. But I can't tell you the last time I drove by a baseball field and saw children playing baseball.
No, I didn't think about that.
I did not
it's crazy.
Think about
it, no, yeah, just like that, like that classic like Americana thing that you would pass. Like they're you just don't see it. You just don't see it.
It's sad. It actually does.
Well,
you
just don't see a bunch of kids out there in the streets anymore anyway. Just out there playing basketball in the streets, hockey, like you said back in the day where you used to do, Zach, where you guys would put two nets together and play hockey and pretend like you guys were in the NHL.
Yeah.
Baseball's not going on. Like, these kids these days are not out there doing these sports actively like they should be, and that's because of the iPhones and what they can do.
Video games.
Yeah.
And but dude, we used to play football in the street. We'd have to move when the car came.
Yes.
And
it was
game
time
off,
to, and we'd have the electricity lines.
Yes.
And then we'd go to the lowest one that hung, and that was our field goal.
Oh, wow,
and I just don't see that anymore either.
Crazy.
That makes me sad too. All right. We're gonna get happy though. But before we do that, we actually have to stay in the sad zone and talk about what happened last night at Ball Arena. And that's where we'll start coming up next.